Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Sissies, we are in a state.
Is there a new flavor of Oreos?
No.
Oh, they finally started a gay men who can knit subreddit?
No. And if they did that subreddit, I would report it for being sad.
Well, what is it then? Some new Keira Knightley movie?
Close. Sissies, we are excited for Vanderpump Villa, a new reality show starring Lisa Vanderpump.
Now on Hulu. Oh yeah, it looks delish and the guys are really hot.
It's not only about the hot men, Maddie. This is a high-class show, and Lisa Vanderpump is taking us across the pond. Sissies, in this gorgeous new show, you can join Lisa and her hand-selected staff at Chateau Rosabelle, a glamorous estate in the French countryside.
With really hot French guys?
No. Well, maybe. Stop distracting me. Sissies, meet the elite staff as they work, live, and play together 24/7 while dealing with rivalry, romance, and misadventures. But don't get it twisted. The staff will need to meet Lisa's high standards as they try to provide once-in-a-lifetime experiences for their guests.
True. And Lisa has a staff. Mixologists, chefs, housekeepers, event coordinators, and a chateau manager.
Who's really, really hot.
I knew you'd get there. But sissies, not everybody has what it takes.
Oh no, it gets messy. So get prepared, sissies, because Vanderpump Villa has first-class luxury and world-class drama.
Watch new episodes of Vanderpump Villa every Monday, now on Hulu. All right, y'all, take off your shirts, get your nipple clips, pull down your pants, because you're about to get an edging.
Turn on some Law & Order SVU a la Captain Sandy, staring at Mariska, Cheeto fingers.
Cheeto. Now you see, because of Kalani, when we say Cheeto fingers, now it's a whole different
thing. This is Love is Blind season two. Otherwise known as the influencer season. But it was messy as fuck.
Ironically, we're edging you because we're preparing you for season 4 of Love is Blind that's dropping on Netflix on what day? March 24th. March 24th, episodes will drop the day after.
It's your own personal trash advent calendar.
Yes.
Yes. It,
so, and this, you know, we didn't like this season of Love is Blind of season 2. However,
we had fun talking about it.
We talk about it probably more than any other season now.
I agree with you. A lot of them winded up on that show, Perfect Match.
But don't spoil it for people because they want to know what if they haven't watched Love is Blind and they don't know.
Okay, look, Perfect Match is everywhere.
Well, I'm just saying.
They need to fucking come out of their caves.
Maybe they don't know about Shane and Natalie and they don't know and they're wanting to.
Oh, and you may not, you know, about young Gary Busey. Who's looking for werewolves?
Y'all, it's a weird season. We go rogue, but we hope that you enjoy
Very rogue.
Very rogue. We will tell you this. Season 4 of Love is Blind is, I think, we've had 4 episodes. It's the best season of Love is Blind we've had so far.
I kind of agree with you.
It's really good. So, and
especially, who thought that Cocaine Bear was going to join the cast? Sorry, spoiler alert.
Spoiler alert. Netflix won't get us for that. I will say this, the After the Altar, which we cover that too, but the After the Altar of season 2 was the best After the Altar.
Because it was super, super messy.
Super messy. So, y'all, enjoy the ride. We had a ball covering it. This was previously just on a Reality Gaze Plus, but now it's for all of you on this free feed. Enjoy our season 2 of Love is What, Poodle?
Blind.
All right, 90 Day. Okay, Love is Blind, take one.
Love is blind.
Love is blind.
Love is blind.
Love is blind.
It's 90 Day Gays presenting
Love is Blind.
Bamboozled.
We were hornswoggled.
We were cock teased.
We had the wool pulled over our eyes.
We did have the wool pulled over our eyes.
We had the carpet pulled out from under us.
We did.
We were sold a bad bill of goods.
Or an exciting bill of goods, depending on which way you look at it.
And I want to talk about this. Yo, this is Love is Blind, the wedding show.
This is Love is Blind.
Technically the finale. There is a reunion next week.
Season 2, episode 10, The Weddings.
But like most people who watch this, I just got to get into this. I gasp at every wedding.
There was a lot. I did too. I wasn't. Some people were saying I'm disappointed, and I'm not. I'm not disappointed, but I am. I was just surprised. I feel a little bit led astray.
Yeah, I'm less disappointed than I feel that. I feel that they were trying to do this surprise gotcha edit thing
for every single person.
Yeah, and I understand that if that's part of your brand, that's not the theme of your show. The theme of the show is Love is Blind.
But we actually, if you don't know, now that we're talking about this, I think we had the same problem with the wedding episode last season.
But to a much less extent. We had the problem with I think the problem this season is the storytelling was definitely much more telling us where things were going, especially at three of the couples.
But I want to say not realistically where it was. I think I felt that the editing was showing us what they, which is, this is what every reality show does, but they really wanted us, I feel like they wanted to lead us to the left when actually the couple was going to the right.
I disagree that every reality show does that. I don't think that every reality show does that.
No, I'm not saying every show does. I'm saying every reality show, they edit it the way they want you to see. But this was almost set up that they wanted to...
Misdirection. That's what I thought. And that's really different than...
I kind of don't know. I don't know if I liked it or not. For sometimes I did and sometimes I didn't.
I find it extremely unsatisfying. And let me tell you why. Because I'm always going to, y'all.
I think it worked for some couples.
Yeah. But let me just clarify. This is me getting into semiotics and bigger
pictures of reality. We were wrong in our guesstimation.
0 for 5, y'all. We were goose egg. Goose egg. Complete goose egg. We'll go back for that about how wrong we were.
We all were so wrong.
But I want to follow that point that reality.
We're together again, by the way, y'all.
We're together again.
I'm in California for a hot minute for our live show on Sunday.
Come to our live show.
February 27th at the Regent Theater, y'all. We're going to have Katie and Kimberly.
With special guests, Katie and Kimberly from Day with Dateline
Day
podcast.
Day with Dateline. So be sure to come. You can get tickets. They're on sale.
Sale. That's the way to say it, not sell.
Yeah. So anyway, yes, we're excited for that. So that we're back, and then I'm to go.
Back into me belaboring a point.
Yeah.
But the idea of reality TV is that, yes, it's reality, but there is a narrative that is told to us.
It's still storytelling.
It's storytelling. Yeah. So we can be there. We're with these people. We're with the narrative of Big Brother. We understand that someone like Todrick Hall, who was abysmal on Celebrity Big Brother, we understand that he gets his comeuppance at the end. We had a problem when F-Boy Island ended like it did, where the rules just were thrown out the window.
And there's no point of the rules.
Because the storytelling led us somewhere else.
Yes.
So my question is... But is it satisfying, or do we rather have the gotcha?
F-Boy Island felt different, though, because it was a simpler premise in some ways. And also, we...
Less stakes, though, except for money.
Less stakes for money. But it didn't... misdirect us so much. Like, we knew, what was the blonde guy's name who was a dick?
Oh, God.
Chase, Cameron, Carter, Kyle.
What was his name? I can't remember.
Whatever.
He was a dick. Bitcoin entrepreneur.
He did show us that in the beginning.
Yeah.
And so that felt a little different because he fake changed.
Right.
So you didn't know if the show editing manipulated us or if he manipulated everybody.
I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about the decision of the show to not give him the money. That's what I'm talking about.
Oh, that was, he should have gotten the money.
Right.
Yeah.
But I'm saying that's where they changed.
I forgot about that. Why'd you piss me off again?
But I'm saying.
They should have not given him the money.
Because all misdirection's okay when that's a competition show. This, Love is Blind, y'all, these are the highest stakes possible.
Yes, it's love, yeah.
This is love.
It's not love, it's...
And marriage.
Marriage.
And marriage.
Marriage.
And I'm going to talk about another point in a second, but this concept of we're supposed to fall in love really with all these couples and want the best for them. And obviously, some people are going to hate watch, and some people are going to want them not to work. But what is the benefit for an audience into either shocking them and making an audience come back? Is it there so they're going to see to have their expectations played with again?
Yeah, the thing that happened that this show didn't do a good job, and kind of agreeing with you, I think just that was a... just a miss on this season is that I think I can count at least on one hand, if not two, how many times some people had fights that we didn't see.
Oh, I can't even talk about the Natalie Shane fight.
I'm
so mad about it.
They're only together for a month. You pay your crew to be around them all the fucking time for a month. Like, you pay them for that. That's the whole point, is you're getting all this. We should be... But they had a fight. Daniel and Nick had a fight. Didn't Jared and Iyana have
it? Yes.
Like, everyone has had a fight. Mallory and Sal.
That we never saw.
They've all had fights that we've never
Except
seen.
Except for Daniel and Nick, because we saw they fought every time they were on camera.
But I think they did have another one we didn't see. So it's like every couple had a problem that we never saw. We never saw the stakes in that. We never saw how bad it went.
And let me tell you why. I think that was part of this type of edit where especially Jared and Iyana got almost nothing. Everything for them, and he got the worst possible edit. And then they wound up marrying one another.
Mm-hmm.
And my question is, are we supposed to feel good about it? But because I was watching them together and they seemed to generally enjoy one another.
It seemed very much, I think.
And it's kind of like.
I don't think they showed us the loving moments between them.
No.
As I watched that, I went, I think he got a bad edit.
He did, I
and
think.
And I think it seemed, because from a story point, they didn't bring it up. Somewhere along their journey, Iyana made peace with being second choice and was able to move on from that. And we never saw that.
Really important plot point.
That was their plot point the whole time. It was not brought up at all on the wedding day.
And I agree with you 100%. And I just want to say, that's not how you wind up trolling your audience.
We never saw him going out so much.
No.
I think it's fraudacity. I honestly think.
Is that it?
I think Jarrett, even though it's weird that he picked somebody's second choice, I think... In a way, once he made up his mind to commit to her, he actually did it. I don't think he's out partying and shit all the time. I feel like that was all fake. I feel like they had the fakest storyline.
Maybe.
Because I remember when I said one episode, or maybe you said, one of us said, no, I said it. I said, even though I thought he was really hot, and I think she's adorable and I love her, I think there's nothing that exciting about them. I think they're boring reality TV.
Exactly. And let me say, the fact that we're having to speculate what happened that we didn't see means the storytelling was not adequate.
Yeah.
I'm going to say that right now, you guys.
So?
The storytelling for us, how we got to the finale.
I like that you said that like you were talking about an inadequacy of healthcare.
I did. Like it's a political issue I need to give a stump speech
like
on.
You're a
I feel strongly about this.
I'm going to say that right now, guys. Right now.
I feel... I'm sorry. I'm a man of principle. I'm a lady of principle.
And a lady... You're a man of principle and a lady of the night.
And a lady of no morals. And I just want to... No, I think, you know what?
But yeah,
I
agree with
you. It is important to me because this is kind of what we do and how we understand these people.
Yeah.
We assume that truth is in storytelling.
I think, too, what you're saying is it's not... Nothing was shown of Jarrett that made him feel like he was redeemed by
Absolutely
getting Yana
none.
To marry him.
None.
I agree with
and
that.
And everyone who was watching looked at Yana like... This poor bitch.
But when you watched the day of their wedding, you went, oh, something happened. They're very happy together.
Yeah.
They're very much in love, and they seem very simpatico.
And if I were Jarrett and Yana, I'd be furious with those producers.
Y'all sissies, when was the reunion filmed?
I
want to know when it was filmed.
You think they know?
No. No. Some people maybe. I don't know.
Oh.
Our sissies. Sissy Mary can find out things.
Maybe.
It's probably a very simple Google search.
Let's just get into this. One other thing I want to talk about. You know what? I'll say that for the end because
okay.
This is more of a question. It's more of an existential question for the end.
Great.
This, y'all, great. I watched this and I was gasping. And the reason why almost universally this was people were watching this in abject gasp and people were just shocked is because the editing did not or the circumstances did not match up with what we've seen for 9 episodes
except for one couple. I think one couple showed us exactly that, and it was a good surprise, but it was good. And
okay.
I think that's Sal and Mallory.
Me too. That is the one couple I went, this is pretty indicative of what happened.
It was just shock, and it made sense.
It actually made perfect sense to me.
But it was shocking, but it was made sense.
Thank you for saying that. We'll talk about that. That was the one couple that I said that was the one kind of circumstance, the one kind of ending that I went, this is exactly how this should have played out.
Because
that's exactly what the storytelling was.
Because I don't think Deep and Shake were a shock.
No.
But that was...
Although I thought he was going to say no.
When we never heard it. Yeah, I thought so too.
But let's go back. Let's go back and do this.
Let's talk about Danielle and Nick first.
As you can tell, I'm still a little rocked by what I saw. You're barely here, but that's all right.
No, you're very upset about it.
It's not that I'm upset. I'm.
We're gonna talk, y'all. By the way, we've already talked to Kate Casey. We were on a show, and then on Monday, Kate Casey was like, y'all got to come back on my show because we got to fucking talk about this shit. So Casey might know when the reunion was filmed.
So
be on the lookout for that reality.
This is a schism in reality television for me. And I am trying to understand it, but I'm to the point where I don't know if it's understandable because the editing for this show, due to those goblets and who would he call it? Michael Greenblatt, who's the editor, said, I'm going to hold everything in my tight fist.
Well, let's talk about the specifics of it and why.
So
Danielle and Nick.
Now, we saw them earlier in
this. Sweating like a whore in church.
He's sweating ridiculously.
Y'all, he sweat through his, he had like fupa sweat.
He did have fupa. He had actual like abdominal sweat.
Yes, yes.
Yeah, fupa.
Not
so
good.
Anyway, y'all, she said yes. We all knew she would.
We knew she would.
It's like getting on his face. We had said no.
We had said no. He said, I'm glad I found you. I can't wait to spend
it's
the rest
yes.
of my life with you.
It's a yes.
He says yes. I was shocked. I wasn't
shocked. My shock for this. Let's rank these. My shock when Danielle. So when Nick said yes,
from one
from a zero
one to zero to five dicks
from a zero to from a
four
zero
to three quarter dicks
from a zero to from a zero
to a five. To that's our ranking system. Five
no, I was trying to say it was from a zero to like a certain cast member. You know what? From a zero to Maria was real. my shock level.
That's a big spectrum. Right.
But
what is five? What's the midpoint?
We could say zero to Maria was real.
Okay.
That's what, but I'm saying it was kind of like, I would say my shock level was around five.
Okay. For Danielle and Nick?
Yeah. For him saying yes.
Mine was more at like three.
Yeah.
But it wasn't really shock. It was more
I
of.
I didn't care.
It was, you know what it what more was? It was more of, oh.
Yeah.
This isn't going to be good. It was, you know, more sad because I think this relationship has a lot to work out.
They do. And I
also, the more and more I think of this, I don't think they're good for each other.
Yeah.
I don't think they're
I
good.
I agree.
I think they're two wounded people who think they're going to heal one another, and they're just going to continually wound one another.
And I think he's got lots of wounds you don't see.
Yes, until, that we started to see.
Yeah.
Y'all, it's just going to be wounding, and they're going to have children.
Woundapalooza.
And then these children are going to end up being in their guidance counselor's office a lot.
There's nothing wrong with that.
Come at me, guidance counselor. So you got that kid that comes every week, and you're just trying to help him, but you don't have the resources because your funding for
smoke.
School guidance is shitty.
So she said, he's my person. And this is what they ask everybody. In the end, is love blind?
Well, Nick said, he said, well, it was really a game time decision. And I'm like, this is not a game time decision.
I'm sure Danielle loved seeing that.
This isn't just something when you're up there, you go, you know what?
Let's flip a coin.
Flip a coin. Sure.
What?
Sure.
I, if I was Danielle, I'd have a real problem with hearing that. Because well, see, she never had.
She didn't on the reunion.
Hmm?
I've got to find out. When are they filming this
Who
reunion?
Cares? We can do it later. Oh, well, I'll keep talking while you're on your phone.
They keep
asking, is love blind? And my thing is, you could tell that without getting married.
Yes.
So,
but that was our problem, though, before. They have
fix your mic condom, please.
They have to have a finale. They have to have an ending. They have to have the big number. Like, this is that. I mean, what is more dramatic than someone being turned down at the altar?
I totally agree. But what if you did it like this? What if you did it like The Bachelor, where the end, you didn't propose to them in the pods. You actually spent the whole time. Then the last thing is you propose to them and you continue dating them. You don't marry them. That's pretty high stakes.
It is, but they're not up there on the podium. She's not in the white dress.
I totally agree. But I think that's almost because too artificial.
Because putting them in a marriage really puts you in a pressure cooker.
I'm aware. I'm saying it's not really realistic.
I can't find it.
At all.
No, it's not realistic at all. It's a reality show.
Do you realize the folly of what you just said?
But... Y'all, if you think a reality show is real, then you haven't been listening to our show.
I'm not talking about the shows being realistic. I'm talking about the rubrics of how these people should behave.
Yeah.
It's not realistic to fall in love and want to marry in a month, especially when you haven't seen them.
But, I mean, don't you admit, what I think one reason we started watching this show was, holy shit, they're going to get married. That was enticing to us.
But I think we want to follow the truth, the storyline. And I feel like the truth was just left out for a lot of couples.
Yeah, it felt left out.
And there was no Lauren and Cameron this season, you guys.
No.
And I don't even think there was really a Barnett and Amber.
No, it was, but I think season one was edited better.
I 100% agree with you.
I think it was edited better that everything, I think you're very much about story, which I am too. We just look at it in different ways. For me, I always think about, I think about this when I watch theater, I think about the film. I just always go, does that make sense? Does that make sense? Does this make sense why this
but
person
did
this?
But that's also story.
So I'm just saying we have different ways of going, of skinning the cat.
Yeah.
And so for me, I came
skinning
away with.
Cat. I don't want to skin a cat.
Well, I don't. That's an expression.
Yeah.
Right? It's pig.
A skin a cat, but it's like a horrible thing to say.
Well, that's the expression. It doesn't mean anything.
Yeah, I just don't like.
It doesn't mean
about
I want to skin it. You don't even like cats.
I like cats.
They make you sneeze, and you bitch about their fur all the time.
They do make me sneeze, but I like cats.
Well, I've never noticed when you're around them. You bitch about them constantly.
I'll bitch about them, but I don't mind them.
Anyway, it's a different way of skinning a gerbil. What do you want? It just didn't make so many of these couples. This doesn't make sense. I feel like you just, something just fell outside.
No, that's my back neighbors who just, they're always throwing away things. And I always think they're just like trying to make the like pure sheetrock into their dumpster.
Let's talk about Deep and Shakes.
Yeah.
So
Love is Blind, obviously.
Y'all, we're not going to go through these and talk about. It's no point to say he's talking to his friends.
Oh, I fast forwarded. I couldn't even watch it all.
I pressed skip.
Because it's all fake. This is all.
I watched it on my Netflix app on your iPad.
The thing about it is
1.5 speed.
None of this means anything. Because all of it was trying to, everything they said, you guys, was not going to direct you to what they were going to say, whether it's I do or I don't.
Shakes kind of did, because like he said, as I'm thinking about this, it's not just about me, it's about her. If I'm going to get married, I have to start thinking about her and thinking about us.
But it could go either way.
It's not just what about I think. It could, but. Y'all, remember as Poodle said, we're watching the undouching of a douche. It's pretty funny because y'all...
And what a douche squad he's got in there.
Deep says, as we know, Deep says no. And
no.
Was shocking.
She didn't just say no.
You know what? She didn't say no. She said yes
I
to choose her.
Me.
She said yes to her.
I did not think I could love her more.
I know. And already,
can
y'all
we get her on the show?
Indian weddings are so much prettier than like.
Oh my god,
they're gorgeous.
He came
all
out.
Of them, what
he
they're
came
wearing.
Out in that drum procession,
and he looked great.
Yeah,
what he was wearing looked great.
She looked great. Obviously, that sari inspired thing. Her parents look great. His parents look great.
And you know, and so when she said she's like, and even Deep said, "I'm embracing who I am. I feel at home having a Indian ceremony." He did look really scared when he saw her. She came out, he looks normal. Normally people look at a bride and they're crying. It looks lovely. He looked like he was going to vomit.
He did.
He did look like
he did.
Which I have to say for Deep, y'all, look, I know a lot of people gave him shit. I think he, more than anybody, is taking this very seriously. Like, he's so analytical.
As he can.
It feels unemotional, but I don't think he's super connected to his emotions just period.
He's thinking about his next set on DJ Bandit.
Well, that, but I also think he's thinking about...
You know that's just, his name, right?
DJ Bandit, which is
also his dog's name.
That's adorable.
Y'all, I could not write a douchier description of someone and a more Tom Haverford description of someone.
Well, what's funny to me about
DJ Roomba, he was like a son to me!
He doesn't... You know, I like Deep. You know, I grew to love him from this show.
Shake.
I'm sorry.
You mix up those
two
all the time.
I grew to love Shake. And so, but what I'm saying is, so she says, no, I cannot marry you. I deserve someone who knows for sure.
Louder in the back.
I know. And she walks away. Y'all, and then, you know when Poodle said we saw the undouching of a douche? Then
He's
we begin to see the re-douching of a douche.
It's like, it's a celebration,
it's
y'all.
A celebration.
Turn it up.
Turn it up. And then he's like, I'm good. I got reservations
at Nobu.
And
on Sunday.
And now I don't love you anymore. You're a douche.
It turned into, when's Diplo playing?
Yeah,
let's go.
Instead of being, I'm going to change this and be a different person.
Absolutely not.
He's going to go back to fucking blonde girls.
Of course he is. Which for him feels right to me. I
was sad. We saw this growth, and he just... Now, it's interesting. I feel like the way Deep, especially when she talked to her mother...
I loved this.
She seemed a little angry. Like, the way she spoke. We never saw that in the editing. We saw her just kind of as, oh, okay, well, I hope he chooses
me,
but whatever we decide...
You mean when she said, I want someone who chooses me every time. I want someone who who makes me feel like I'm the one. And she said, you're right. She had this kind of reservation. She goes, he never made me feel like I was the one.
Never. And it's so sweet.
We did not see this, you guys. We did,
and her mom, she even said too, like she said, she said in 5 years from now, he's going to realize what he missed.
Yeah.
Like, I went, whoa, we never saw that from her.
This conversation makes me realize their confessional and in the moments were garbage.
Yeah, I think so.
Nothing was real.
I think so, too. I think it was a lot of feeding them.
This is upsetting, guys. The paradigm of this show, of shows like these, normally works.
I mean, this one, besides Sal and Mallory, this one made maybe this on our scale.
Yep.
I was
like a 7 for, because I thought he was going to say no.
I thought I was a full on 5 under this. Yeah. But after it, I went, okay, this somewhat makes sense.
Yeah.
I don't think we saw enough in the editing, but it somewhat does.
I was like a woman in a petticoat when I saw another woman
ankle?
With her back exposed.
Oh, yeah, okay.
Uh-huh. Oh, my goodness.
My goodness, Marianne.
Yeah.
The moment, though, with her and her mother, when her mother's crying,
and her
she
mother
says,
says,
my brave girl.
My brave, my sweetheart. Oh.
And she looks at her daughter, and she said, you did good.
I know, I cried.
That was so sweet.
Y'all, I want to get Deeps on the show.
She's not going to talk to us.
Probably not. She's the one, you know, I'm not the person who wants to be friends with any of these people. I want to be friends with Deep Dee. She's the only one.
She's pretty wonderful.
She's wonderful.
She's pretty wonderful. I think you probably want to be friends with Sal, but for other reasons.
Yeah. Yeah, I do. Shall we talk about Natalie and Shane?
We shall.
Oh, my God.
I was on a 10 on shock for this.
Me too.
Although, as soon as I saw her face when she was standing there, I went, oh, she's not going to do it.
Because
she was upset.
This is interesting. So
they got to do a big fight, y'all. That's what you should know.
This is the most egregious missing time, you know, when they have UFO.
We didn't see the fight. Y'all, the last time we left them, they were great.
Right.
Everything was good. They got along well. They had this date that was kind of similar to the date they had in Mexico. And they said, this date was so much better.
And you'd seen flashes of his temper before, you guys, but nothing that they could not handle.
And that was our whole thing. We built this love so we can handle this.
Yeah.
But instead, they get into a fight, and it's a really bad fight, and she says this later
the fight was when she said, I think you've had too much to drink. That triggered him. He said, blah, blah, blah. I don't even think we should get married. You can just imagine him doing it. And he's like, I hate you. He told her he hated her.
Yes, we find that out.
We find it out at the very end.
He said later, he said to her that night,
and you're the worst
you
thing,
the
ever,
worst
happened
thing
to me.
Ever happened to me.
Would you be able to go back from that?
No, Natalie did the right thing.
No, I'm saying that you're personally, you say, I don't think I'd be able to.
Yeah, if someone
told me they hated me.
Almost. I don't think I could come back from that. But I understand sometimes in the moment people feel hate, but still, that's a horrible thing to say.
Yeah.
But someone saying you're the worst thing that's ever happened to me, that I could never come back from.
I don't think I could either.
That's such an absolute no way.
And it's such a little boy thing to say, too.
She probably only showed up to the wedding because she was obligated to.
Mm-hmm. But the fact, and I'm sure they did not show that because, you guys, then we would, I don't know. I think there's a way to still show that fight.
No, I think they could have shown that fight. And I would be saying in my head, oh my God, this just changed. Natalie, I hope she says no, or Shane, they can't go through with this.
And I think it would raise the stakes instead of lowering them, but they chose not to do it.
Yeah, because think about it. You saw this fight, and then we go there. We see Shane say, I do, and we're on our seats going, oh, my God, oh, my God.
Yeah.
Are they going to get married still after this?
Also, how adorable is her father saying, the best thing I ever did was to be your father?
Oh.
I cried like a baby.
I love her family. I love Shane's mom, too, but bless her heart.
Bless her heart.
I knew it wasn't good, too, when Shane's mom sits down and she looks at Natalie's mom, and they both kind of that same, well, as you said, they both looked at like they were at baby girl Lisa's wedding and they're just eating bad shrimp.
Natalie's mom gave the stink eye. I also want to say, y'all, Shane was more coked up than Andy Dick at the Improv.
Yeah.
In like the late 90s.
No, which actually I've seen that. I was a house manager at Improv Olympic, yes, and Andy Dick would come all the time just coked out of his mind.
If it wasn't,
I hated when he came because he was gonna. One time I was a house manager, he fucked someone in the bathroom, and I had to clean it up.
Boy or girl?
Boy.
He swung both ways.
He found like the one gay guy at Improv Olympic.
Impressive.
Improv is very straight male. It's better now.
But I just you had to clean it up.
Well, I didn't have to clean up spooge, but there was like paper towels and shit they left on the floor.
I see.
And a little bottle of cherry lube in the corner.
That's sweet.
Funny I remember that.
The things you remember.
Yeah. Improv Olympics closed now.
It is. Terrible leadership.
Yeah. Horrible leadership. Yeah. Horrible. Could have told you then when I was a house manager.
We won't go into that, y'all.
Nope.
But I just want to say.
They also had to change their name.
Exactly.
Cool fact, a crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Also, you can get health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Poodle, you know when you're listening to a song on the radio and you get the profound feeling that the song playing was written about you?
Oh, it's not a feeling. I know a lot of songs are written about me.
What?
Yeah, when they get a little bite of Poodle, it's hard to let go. There are too many songs to even elaborate on.
That's fine. You don't have to tell us about them.
You know, the song The Scientist about me?
You slept with Chris Martin?
Coldplay.
I know he's from Coldplay.
No, I slept with Coldplay. All of them. Keep up. Lionel Richie, he was stuck on me from the very beginning. Who do you think suggested Nicole should go to boarding school?
Okay, we get it. No, Poodle, I bring this up because apparently you know what it's like to have a song written just for you, but for the rest of us mere mortals.
Your words.
Imagine having the power to gift that same incredible feeling to someone you love with an original song from Songfinch that actually is written just for them. Sissies, Songfinch lets you create an original radio-quality song inspired by your own life and the people you love. It's completely unique, personal, and it lasts forever.
Oh, I love this idea. Flowers die, chocolates melt, but a song is eternal. Unless it's a poorly written song, then bury that thing forever.
Agreed. But I have to say, the songs from Songfinch are really fantastic. They're thoughtful, and they sound like something you would hear on the radio.
Okay, but is it hard to set up? Probably takes a lot of work, right?
Not at all. Songfinch walks you through a simple process to create your original song. Just tell them who the song is for, what style of song you want, and then share some personal details about your relationship. Then an actual Songfinch musician of your choice will write, record, and produce your original song in just 4 to 7 days.
Well, that sounds easy enough.
I know. I just submitted a song request for something I want to use on our tour, and I cannot wait to get it back. And based on the sample recordings I heard when I was choosing the singer, it's going to be so good. I also love that they had unique add-ons that make the gift even more special, like a vinyl record of your song or a one-of-a-kind art piece made from your lyrics. Or you could even add your song to Spotify. With more than 350,000 happy customers, Songfinch is proud to be called the number one custom music company in the world.
Well, Maddie, I want to have a song written about me.
But Poodle, you just said you had.
I want more.
Hush. Sissies, whether your song is for Mother's Day, Father's Day, or an upcoming graduation or wedding, or just to show a loved one how much you care, start your song now to lock in a top Songfinch artist.
And for a limited time, Songfinch is letting our listeners upload their songs to Spotify for free, so you and the lucky person you gift it to can listen to it anywhere, anytime.
Go to songfinch.com/realitygaze and start your song. After you purchase, you'll be prompted to add Spotify streaming for your original song for free, a $50 value.
Again, our URL is songfinch.com/realitygaze. Don't forget to share your song with us too. songfinch.com/realitygaze.
You know, Manny, this reminds me. You know that song from the Four Tops? Can't Help Myself.
Oh, I love that song. Sugar Pie Honey Bunch.
Yep, about me. And the funny thing is, they really are Four Tops.
I just want to say, y'all, that, like, this is the way he was twitching. And, y'all, this is either an Adderall over OD or cocaine.
Shane?
Had to be.
Shane, I 100% think Shane probably... I shouldn't say this.
Does drugs on the weekends.
But I think he probably has a not great relationship with substances.
Oh, yeah. But I guarantee you for his wedding, guarantee you those douchebag friends of his bought drugs. Because that's what douchebag men do at weddings.
Yeah. They probably did a bump of coke off each other's dick.
More than that.
Maybe that's what you imagine.
Yeah.
Maybe I imagine that too.
I've been there. But I'm saying...
Now I'm here.
Y'all, if you've ever seen someone who's done too much cocaine, that was it.
Kind of looked like it.
Yeah, it was...
Because he says to his friend, we got in an argument, and you know, she always finds something to nag about me. She always does. And he said... And we go back, and he said... I think it's for me having to prove myself all the time. I never feel like I'm enough. Well, I get it. That's true. Natalie was really hard and said, and really was mean to him.
Yeah.
And
she was especially, yeah.
But Natalie doesn't make you feel like you're not enough, Shane.
That's you.
You already felt that way.
Yep.
Now, but she's, so it's, but I don't know if he can tease that out.
She's a mirror of the rest of the world for him.
Yeah.
And
yeah, great way to put
the
it.
The problem is that she's not enough to save him from the way he feels about himself.
No, we can only save ourselves, full stop.
Yeah. And maybe with some therapy, definitely stay away from substances, drugs, and alcohol for a while.
He needs to be sober.
Let's talk about, we've already... And also, he looked terrible.
He looked bad.
I
did enjoy the navy tux. That was a pretty tux.
Let's talk about the fact there were no socks.
Well,
and the pants were too small.
I don't love that, but that is a style.
I know.
I do not like that. I hate the...
But
it's very European, but I don't like it.
It's your wedding.
I know. I don't like it, but that a lot of people do that now. I have problems with... Y'all,
It's a very gay thing.
Show hot pictures
Gays
of
do
your...
that.
Hot pictures of your husbands with no socks. Just tag poodle on
it. But you
just
know what?
Bugging.
I don't mind it when you're in a nice event.
I agree with you. I wouldn't do it, but it happens.
But I don't want... I would wear socks at my wedding.
Shane even says it's almost like Natalie's his drug too.
Yeah.
Like the way she makes it, he said, if she says yes, I'll be the happiest person in the world.
Did you hear when he says, I do, and she says, I've grown a lot because of you, but I don't. And at that moment, she said, I still love you, and you're still my best friend. And and he's like, I know. He's like, but we have big issues to sort through. And she's already pleading for his forgiveness, you
she
guys.
She is.
In that second. And that made me hurt for her. Because that was so hard for her to say. And he says, and y'all, this is when he totally is enacting stuff.
She actually said, I'm not closing the door on us.
Yes.
She said
and
that.
He says, he's like, don't worry, it's not your fault. It's not your fault. It's going to be a long time before I can forgive myself for what I've said. And y'all, you can see he's so like a little boy dealing with shame.
I was going to say full on shame cycle because then later he's getting angry now.
Yeah, he can't even look at her, y'all.
No, he can't.
He can't even look at her.
Because he knows this is all his fault.
Yeah. And.
Well, no, it's not. It's Natalie's as well because Natalie talked to him horribly.
Mm-hmm.
She did say, I went to, and they showed it in the flashback, y'all. If my partner ever said to me, I don't give a shit about you,
you know,
even in jest, I would almost walk away from that.
I'm in a different place because I talk that way all the time. And but I didn't, I did not, I would not say that to someone who I hadn't known that long.
I think if you say that to someone you're in a relationship that you love, you need to analyze that.
It was weird. Those are distancing behavior. Those are avoidant behaviors.
Yes,
that she's trying to she's trying to avoid feelings.
And the person we're in a relationship with should be in a relationship with the person who treats you the kindest.
Yep.
I really believe that.
And
they don't treat each other, because he becomes a very Jekyll and Hyde person when he gets angry.
Yep.
Remember, he was just angry even about the fucking sports thing.
And yeah.
So
it's interesting they kept that in the edit, and now you know why a little bit. But no, I think it makes sense that I guarantee you when he goes out, he's probably done cocaine quite a bit.
Yeah.
His friends probably do it a lot. It's just, but I was just pretty appalled.
Do you think they're going to work it out?
No.
I don't think so. Because for me, when she said, I feel like a weight's been lifted off my shoulders, I went, she's done.
She's done.
She's done. She's done with him.
And I think he's too high on himself to ever try it again with her.
No. And I think the shame, he won't go back. I thought she said a great thing too. Now, often, sometimes we don't have these role models, but when she said, my dad makes me feel safe and secure,
right,
and my dad always puts me first, and I thought, Shane doesn't make me feel
that
way at all.
She has to prop him up.
Those are good. Think about that. If you're in a relationship and you have good relationship with your parents or your grandfather or someone else, a teacher, someone else constant in your life, if your partner doesn't give you similar feelings, that's a big red flag.
You don't necessarily need another parent, but you should never, to me that feels a little gendered when you say that.
Yeah.
But I think,
I said dad, but it could be anyone.
Yeah.
It could be anyone.
I think if your partner does not make you feel secure,
yeah,
that is a problem.
Secure, yeah. Safe.
Yeah.
And just that you're, that you bring, I think a partner should also make you feel like, or encourage your, support your own self-worth.
Agree. And let's talk about a couple who, I feel like both of them felt very safe with one another.
For sure.
And that was kind of the healthiest thing about them, even though this is Salary or
Salvador.
Malvador,
yeah.
I'm 80% certain she would have said no.
I think she said she didn't know, but I don't think she would have said yes.
I think
one reason why she was hurt, because y'all remember, she's competitive.
Bitch wanted that gold ring.
Well, she wanted to be this one to say no.
Of course she did.
I do think that. Can I just say,
you know what? I feel a lot in common with Mallory. So it's hard for me sometimes.
They really fucked with her hair. Her beautiful curly hair is so pretty, and they straightened it and then rolled it. I did not like it.
I agree. I still say, and that dress was one of the prettier ones, but it looked like garbage on the day of.
It didn't look great
that
day.
It did not look good that day.
She looked good in the fit. It didn't look that her makeup looked great.
The dress kind of wilted.
A sissy noticed it's in the right. Danielle had a different dress. That's why this dress looked so. It wasn't the dress we saw.
You know
what? The dress she picked.
It was the one the mom liked. Swear to God.
It probably was.
Danielle, put the dress on that I like.
Hey, Mom. Okay, fine.
Oh, I'm glad you married him. I was wondering if I was going to have to take him apart with my teeth. She needs this. She deserves love.
You know, she told everybody that at that wedding reception.
You know, my
daughter. I didn't think he was going to say yes.
My daughter, you know what? This is a character we're going to do on the live show. I've already decided it's Danielle's mom.
Great.
They're all kind of generically Midwestern,
yeah,
my female characters.
They are.
But Danielle's mom, I know exactly how to do.
So, okay. So, Sal is, because so it's already too, it's so, Sal brought up like kind of not having this familial support. Because y'all, Tiffany shows up, but y'all, Mallory's parents don't even show up for this.
Yeah. I don't even want to speculate on the reasons.
No, but I mean, just like, that would be hard. If I knew I was marrying someone and family is so important to you, because Sal's parents weren't there either, but I don't know if they're not living.
I don't know. That's a good question.
I only bring that up because they both, like everybody talks about family's so important. Meet my sister, family. I'm like,
I think there's some people who just won't be on a television show though.
Possibly, but yeah. I would have a big problem. If someone said they were close to their parents, I would have a big problem.
I think you're underestimating how some people will not be on television.
No, that's true as well.
Would your mother be on television?
If I was getting married, yes.
Really?
Yeah, in a second.
I'd have to really convince my parents, I think.
But they
would do it. What am I saying? My mother would do it in a fucking second.
Yeah, she's making it about her. So, because think about it. The choice is...
On the podcast we did with her, she took over.
The choice is either you don't go on television and you don't see your son get married.
True.
Boy.
Yeah.
You think Mother Poodle's going to let you hold that over her?
No, that's true.
Oh. Well, I guess you didn't come home for Christmas because I didn't go to your wedding.
When were you ever going to forgive me for that?
So, okay. So, Mallory...
Are you going to marry a woman?
Marry a woman. So, anyway. Y'all, she walks herself down the aisle. Mm-hmm. Aisle balls, love it. Y'all, you can walk yourself down the aisle.
Sal got mariachis. He didn't sing, thank God.
Thank God. He did get mariachis. So, I will say, their vows, both of their vows were great.
Oh, my God!
They really, because they didn't show the vows for everyone.
No.
So, again, that was an inadequacy. Like, show the vows for everyone, set how this is going to go.
They didn't, and you, and it really does reflect how you view the couples. Because, not to put too much stock into how this was ordered, you guys, but... Sal and Mallory were right in the middle,
mm-hmm.
I believe. No, they were fourth.
Yeah, second to last.
Penultimate. That's when the big surprise happens.
Yeah.
And the last bit is kind of a throwaway. Because they kind of placed it that way. And they,
It was kind of, I kind of think they should have been before Natalie and Shane. Because after Natalie, I'm surprised, but...
Yeah, I guess, though. But anyway, y'all, Sal says...
he goes first.
He says, they're talking about their vows, and they're beautiful, and Sal says, I love you, I respect you, and blah, blah, blah. He's like, but I can't marry you. And he says, it's not that I can't do this. He's like, I need more time. As soon as he does that, Mallory says, it's okay. It's completely okay. Not like it's an okay like thing. And she was like, bye.
I did write what.
Because I think they have to leave immediately.
I did that. I did say the editing fooled us right there. Yep. That's where I. And so Sal then talks to her loved ones and families.
Y'all, because he has never once had any doubts about Mallory.
Then why did he not say yes?
I'm saying that we've seen.
Oh yes.
In the
yes,
editing.
Yes,
yes, I'm yeah, sorry. Yeah, yeah, I should
yeah,
apologize.
Yeah.
We have never witnessed that.
No, not at all. Not at all.
That's broadacity. I'm saying that now.
It is broadacity.
That's unsupported.
We only had one time when he talked to her about Jarrett, and she totally like went at him, and he completely said, I'm sorry, you're right.
Yeah.
And folded.
Yeah.
I agree.
Broadacity.
We never saw any of his doubts. So everybody leaves, and then they sit down and have a conversation.
Oh, this is my favorite part of the whole show.
It was kind of like deep in her mom. It was great. And he says, you know, I didn't want to make the final decision. And she said, and this is the part that I went, how did she said, well, in my heart, I knew you weren't 100% sure. And I thought, We didn't. We thought you were 100% sure.
Before we go on, I want to add one clarity here, but a bit of clarity. Sal then talks to Mallory's family.
Yeah, I said that. Yeah. I did say what he said. Yeah, I did say that he talked to the family.
And he says, I'm sorry, I haven't had time to meet all of you, but I just need to know you to know I wanted to give her only my truest self and my most honest choice. And that's why we're here to do this. And I wish I could have known you guys. That is stand up.
No, I agree. He's a stand up guy.
Yeah. There's a portion of the audience that thinks Sal's all fake.
No,
he'd have to be a really good actor
When we met, maybe he is. I mean,
I don't know.
When we met him, I got a skeezy vibe from him, but then we thought that's a reason. Although you still are into his singing. If he got up that fucking ukulele again, I would turn the channel. No, I'm over it.
Three times is
the second time, yeah. I was like, oh, I get it. But so I think some people are over that.
Yeah.
So yes.
Oh, definitely.
So then they have their conversation. So they're talking about, and she says, I don't know what I would have said. I might have said yes.
She wouldn't have.
She would not have said yes, y'all. No. I don't think so at all. But
no, she's like, maybe?
But here's again, why she was more into him, and we didn't know that. Because she says, do you want to explore a relationship? And Sal's kind of like...
He's like, we need to take a couple days off. And you know what he says?
Said, I need a few days.
And you know what he says? He's like, what I'd really like is to go on a date with you. And that was amazing! You mean, to me... This is undermining their premise. This is the show. They're not even aware of it. They're saying love isn't blind when you have to do this. They're saying love is blind.
I think they're saying love is blind.
But you can't get married right away.
I think, yeah, they're saying love is blind. But the problem is, you know, if these people had 2 months to get to know, they don't have really any time to get to know each other.
Zero.
Sal said a great quote. It was maybe one of my favorite quote of what anybody's ever said on one of these relationship shows to me. He says, I need a better definition of what boundaries are.
Oh.
And I was like, I love the way that is said because
he's had a lot of therapy, y'all.
We usually all need better definitions of boundaries.
And well, just, I think we think that boundaries are only to protect us. But they're much more about protecting our relationships and other people as well.
As I've said before, y'all, when you start to get in relationships, set boundaries about, ask them how they fight. Talk about that shit. Start to set those boundaries, which I guess Ayana and Jared.
I should have set a boundary with you.
Yeah.
That we never met in person.
No. And I can't set boundaries with you because you don't keep them.
I ignored them.
You do. Iyana and Jarrett.
Okay.
What is there to say? Talk about someone where if they set boundaries, we never saw it. We never saw them have, except for kind of, they never saw them have a deep conversation.
Zero. And also, can I say that when she tried to talk to him, he made a joke about it? Or kind of got lovey-dovey with her.
They never
really had a serious conversation.
So have they not?
And I think some people do that. I mean, good for you, but I have a hard time imagining how you can build a 5-year, a 10-year, a 20-year relationship on that. Maybe some people can do it.
They do seem very jokey. It seems like nothing is serious to them. But also... When you're in a relationship like that, y'all, if you're not ever talking about the stuff underneath, the relationship's very low stakes, which is why
they're
born reality TV.
Yeah.
I'm telling you, I think a lot of their stuff was fraudacity because it was just the producers like saying, Richard, we don't have much today. We just kind of watched them eat tacos and then they played some weird game.
Played Jenga.
My kid's sick. Can I go home?
Did you notice his sister, though, said, are you done with all the partying and everything like that? And they tried to, misdirect, and he kind of looked at her. But my question is, they showed us one scene of him partying with his friends. Did they just make that up?
Yes. I think they made it up. He's responsible. He has a job. She's the one actually that's not bringing in the income because she's going to go to grad school. He has a company. He has a job. He works. He makes money. I think he's grown, and they wanted to portray us to him that he was not grown.
Right. And I think, but
audacity.
But this is something we did not know, and we're now knowing now. I'm saying it's something we thought all along. We're like, oh yeah, he's a player. Blah blah. Get away from him, Iyana.
I think they wanted us to fit that type.
Yeah.
Because even at the wedding, he's like, I told her I wouldn't get drunk today. And then they cut to show him a shot with his friends.
Yeah. It is. It's weird.
I just think they're boring.
So let's talk about the only thing.
But they got married. They say yes.
Now, what do you think of her dad just not even clapping, not even like dropping a face for him?
Did he not clap when they got married?
Nope.
Oh, I didn't see that.
Nope.
I didn't notice that at all.
Stone face.
Oh, that's not good.
Maybe that was editing again.
His dad was emotional.
He was. I think his family, this is one of the things.
I do think our parents are still a little bit like, okay, you're doing this.
I think his family is so happy to see him actually join the straight and narrow, quote unquote.
Mm-hmm.
And it's about time he's married, you know, that kind of, because yeah. I don't think his family probably talks about a lot of important things.
I don't think they do talk about a lot of important things.
Probably
a lot of God, let God take care of it.
Yeah.
Let God hold that in his hands.
It's good when you get married, you have kids.
Whereas Iana's family doesn't seem like that. Actually, the most touching moment of her story to me is when actually she was praying with her mom and dad.
Yeah.
And just that prayer that the mom said, and it almost was a little bit of a plea for God to protect her daughter because she's scared to death of what she's about to get into.
Because they don't know one another.
They don't know one another.
And I think I don't think Jarrett really lets Iana use a lot of parts of herself.
I'm going to come back at you on that. I don't think Iana uses all parts of herself, too. I think he contributes to that, but I think that's
But I'm saying we saw a lot of different stuff in her in the moments that we never saw with him.
I don't believe the in the moments on this show.
Oh, so you...
I don't know if those are the people...
You're calling for audacity on those, too.
Or if that's a producer saying, say this. Can you say something like this?
That is like, super conspiracy.
I feel like that's what we got a lot of on there in the moments.
Okay.
I don't... Think about the Mallory in the moments. Did any of them match up with the Mallory we saw?
I think it's because I'm remembering Iana in the pods having franker conversations with other men that she ever had with Jarrett.
She had that conversation about her past, but she was so playful all the time, which is what we liked about her. I just don't think they're both... I don't think either of them likes to sit with uncomfortable emotions for a long time.
No, that's true.
Which is one thing they connect on.
But she was actually sharing things like her sexual assault.
Yes. But he shared his almost getting killed and getting stabbed.
Right.
So he shared. They both had that moment, but that was kind of it. I just don't think they go into those conversations a lot. And I think a lot of people enter into marriages like that thinking, well, they're fun. Yeah. I'm marrying good time Bobby. But guess what?
There wasn't a lot with these two.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I did like that they jumped over the broom.
They jumped the broom, and that's that.
They jumped the broom.
There's a couple of other little things.
If you don't know what that tradition is, Google it. It's a cool tradition.
It's an African tradition.
Yeah, look it up.
So Natalie, they're doing like just a little sound bites at the end. Natalie says, I truly love Shane.
I call this the epilogue.
But she's like, the door is still open, but it, you know, it just
She said the experiment did work.
Today.
She said, I'm still in love.
And they're all saying love is blind. This feels super cheap.
Except for Deep. Deep said, I guess love isn't always blind.
Right.
Y'all, because that is the reason why they couldn't get married. At least from their story point, is that Shakes wasn't into her physically.
Yep. Mallory says, this day showed me that I actually do want to get married one day. I still say Mallory probably grew the most. Of anyone.
Well, until Shakes grew the most and then completely regurgitated into douche boy.
Yeah, I agree with that.
Y'all.
So Shane,
you
guys,
he's on the top of a hotel right now doing vodka shots.
Oh, yeah. Shane says, this is the only rejection. Shake. Shake says, this is the only rejection for a girl that I'm happy that it's actually happened. I completely don't think he would. Shake was saying something like, yo, let's have fun.
I think
fine.
He was acting. He said he would have said yes.
I don't think. No, he didn't say
that. Yeah, he did.
No, he didn't. You're incorrect.
I swear to God, because I was shocked. I wrote it down. He said to his friends, he said, I would have said yes.
Really?
Yes, he said that. He said
no. He said, "I'm glad she said no because I was on. I was much more on the fence than she was."
He said,
y'all come at us. I don't. I'm wrong.
No, I could be wrong. I'm wrong all the time.
We're talking about Shake and Deep Tea.
He said, "I was on the fence. I would have said yes if she said yes." He said that after it.
That's different than I'm saying.
But he still, if she had said yes,
right,
he would have said yes. Now, we don't know what he would have said if he was first.
Right.
But I was still surprised when he said that.
But he said, "I was glad that she went first."
Yes.
Yeah.
That was shocking to me.
And then I don't really have anything. Nick and Danielle, they're dancing. Reception.
Daniel
smiled like, "It's a great day."
Yeah.
They're a bay for $1.
And then Nick cut the cake and Daniel said, "You're never gonna love me if I gain weight," and they had and they're gonna get divorced again.
Mom's like, "Your thighs are big."
Yeah.
"You should have lost weight before the wedding."
That's probably what happened to everybody.
Daniel, for Christ's sake, I told you. You gotta go on a crash diet.
So this is what I want to ask you, Poodle.
Is Love Blind?
No. Is Love is Blind, was it worth it?
I think it was. This season was much more layered for me.
Mm-hmm.
I just found this finale very unsatisfying. That's the best word I can come up with.
I agree. But I enjoyed the season.
And it's not that I did not enjoy being shocked and being surprised.
It's still worth the watch, y'all.
Oh, totally. But I just did not feel it was satisfying. If I had just seen the last episode and they just would have shown me the stuff like that, I would have been like, "Oh my God, this is exciting." But I saw 9 episodes before when the storytelling told me different.
Yeah.
And you guys, you might think it's okay for the storytelling not to jive with the conclusion. It's not in reality TV.
No.
It's just not. That's not how this works. And it's just your audience will turn on you.
Yeah.
Which illustrates what happened today. If you go to Twitter right now and see what the reaction has been, everyone is melting down about it. So
we'll be here, though, when it comes back.
Everyone's melting down about that and an invasion of one country by another country completely ignoring their sovereignty.
Yes.
So those two things have the world really afire today.
Yeah, they do.
See, y'all, our hearts are with the people of Ukraine and all the neighboring countries. This is unprecedented. Again, this is not just happening somewhere where you don't know in Europe. This is one country without provocation coming into another country and saying your sovereignty does not exist.
Yeah.
This is War II era shit.
Yeah.
This has not happened since Hitler took Poland.
It's horrible.
Just so we're clear, this is not something you can explain away. It's not something that, my gas prices may affect. Maybe they will. This is evil shit.
It's evil shit.
Just so we're clear. There is no explaining this.
I agree.
Okay? That's all I needed to say before I got up. I'll get on my soapbox now.
That was completely off the Love is Blind subject.
No, I've seen stuff online saying, why should I care about this?
Oh. I thankfully have not seen that.
No people I know.
Where are you on? 4chan? Jesus. Horrible people.
I'm on Trump's like Truth Social.
Oh, Jesus.
Yeah, all over it.
No, we should care. Matt Gutman from ABC. I honestly followed him on Instagram because he's hot. But he does a lot of field reporting, and he's doing pretty amazing reporting right now of heartbreaking,
yep,
of showing the actual people that are fleeing Ukraine, mm-hmm, right now.
Yep.
There was a picture, he showed a video of just a grandmother with her grandchildren on a train, her whole life packed, yep, in two bags.
This is Poland.
Yeah, it
this
is Poland.
This is Poland in World War II, you guys. Yeah.
Anyway, but is Love Blind? Thanks for ruining that. I don't know where we're going to come from.
Sorry,
that.
I completely ruined all the stakes.
Yeah.
That's my fault.
I might have to edit that out. Everyone's crying in a corner. They're already upset that Love is Blind didn't end well, and now you're bringing in that.
I'm just saying the American perspective, we were probably much more upset about Love is Blind
probably
than Ukraine.
Probably.
Anyway. But that, y'all, we have a reunion next week.
So we do have the reunion
next week. Not the final episode.
It is not the final. And y'all, hey, there was, the reunion was good. Vanessa Lachey came for people a little
bit. She did.
So I'm hoping that she does that again for this reunion.
Do you, question.
Mm-hmm.
I think Jared and Iyanna are probably still going to be together. Because
yeah.
I think they're probably going to stay married until he, do you think he'll reform himself?
Jared?
Yeah.
I think he was already reformed.
Interesting. You're saying.
I think it's fraudacity.
Okay.
He's grown, y'all. I think he already had his shit together.
His friends didn't seem like they did, though.
They never told him what to say.
Okay.
Now, I think where he did have his shit together, I think that man wanted an instant family so bad, he chose two women to do it with so much so. No, I feel like that supports my theory.
Right.
He wanted, for him, it's not about the person. He just wants someone to say yes. And I think now he's like, okay, I'm in it.
Yeah.
I'm going to make this decision and marry this person.
Yeah.
And I want kids and all of this.
I think they'll be together. And even if their marriage isn't great, they'll both stick it out.
I don't.
Mostly because of their religious background.
Yeah. Which there's something to be said for that. When faith can keep people together,
they won't
that
work
way.
At it though.
Possibly. I don't think so either. I think raising kids will be a lot for them.
Yep.
Danielle and Nick aren't going to make it 4 years.
I wonder if they'll make it through the reunion.
Oh yeah, I think they'll make it to reunion.
Yeah.
She wants to be an Instagram star.
Does she?
Yeah. And I honestly kind of think he does too. But y'all, Lauren and Cameron, this
say,
is not.
I like Danielle. Even though she's...
I like Danielle.
She's nutty, but...
I don't think Danielle is... No, I like Danielle a lot. Honestly, I think...
She should get a better table that her friends won't break, though.
I think Danielle is a Darcy in that...
She is a Darcy.
She's such a Darcy. We've said before, we see ourselves in Darcy. We see ourselves in Danielle. She's just an extreme version of that.
Yes.
But y'all, Danielle is just the voice in your head that talks to us all the time.
Oh, that is so true.
So that's, how can I not?
It's all the terrified voices.
How can I not love her? Because we've all had those voices.
And I go, oh my God, you're nothing. You're terrible.
But she just says it out loud. Yeah. And it's just captivating in a way.
Yeah. Y'all, and until.
But don't judge y'all. We're all a little Danielle.
We are.
Anyway,
and all
right,
all
everybody.
A little shake, y'all.
We'll see you next week at the reunion. But until then, we'll find. Ask yourself,
is love blind?
Love is blind.
Love is blind.
Love is blind.
Love is blind.
It's 90 Days presenting. Love is blind.
Poodle, I need to talk to you about something that happened at our New York live show.
The line designer said it was his first time and that his wife didn't care.
No, Poodle. It's just that people are talking about your outfit from the show.
Oh, yes. My corset that I bought online that was specially made for my body. It accentuated my creamy shoulders and gave me a waist cinched for the gods.
Well, also, I don't know how to say this. But some sissies said their male husbands noticed your...
Caboose? Men flocked to my posterior. It makes sense.
No, the other side. They noticed your junk.
Oh, my.
And apparently there was some jealousy. I can't believe I'm talking about this. But some men said you looked very junk forward, and some male sissies in the audience were a little jealous.
Well, they should be. I bring the heat. Well, if I'm honest, Maddie, I've got a little secret.
Oh, I know you banged the guy that organizes your building's trash bins.
How dare you mention Orlando? I can neither confirm nor deny. No, Maddie, I mean, those male sissies don't need to be jealous at all. Well, maybe a little jealous. But they, too, can be junk forward like me. My secret is that I wear the contoured pouch and ball caddy from MeUndies.
The contoured pouch and ball caddy?
Yes, the contoured pouch and ball caddy. Not only is MeUndies underwear comfortable and breathable, but it also makes my junk look huge.
MeUndies, who knew?
Yes, and MeUndies has looks for all types of people. From all black classics to fun, expressive prints, MeUndies has a look for everyone. Plus, they come in sizes extra small through 4XL, guaranteeing a flattering cut for everybody.
Oh, and I do know that MeUndies isn't just about underwear. Their lounge collection is incredible, featuring joggers, hoodies, and onesies, and more. And it is unmatched comfort because MeUndies' signature fabric is as soft as a warm hug from your favorite sweater. It's breathable, stretchy, and oh so comfy, making it ideal for all-day wear.
Well, not only are they cozy, but MeUndies uses sustainably sourced materials and works with partners that care for their workers. And if you're not happy with your first pair of MeUndies, it's on MeUndies.
Well, Poods, now that I'm living the single life like Nuttily, I need to advertise. I'm getting some MeUndies.
I don't want to hear about your sex life on the podcast. Sissies, good things come in big packages at MeUndies. Get 20% off your first order plus free shipping at MeUndies.com/realitygaze.
That's MeUndies.com/realitygaze for 20% off plus free shipping. MeUndies, comfort from the outside in.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.